This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. So President Trump welcomed the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to the Oval Office today, but the conversation took a detour to Governor Gavin Newsom and California's high-speed rail project.
I've watched a lot of stupid people build a lot of stupid things, but that's the worst cost overrun I've ever seen. What's happening between San Francisco and Los Angeles?
All right, Phil, the president went on to say that it all shows that Newsom could never win a presidential race. Why is Mr. Trump bringing it up now?
Well, I think those two guys were made for each other, don't you? I mean, and they were both made for the camera. I mean, they just can't get enough of each other, whether it's raking California's forests or wildfire relief or high-speed rail or any number of other things that they put together and fight over. This is why now, why not? You know, in the world of Donald Trump, you know, somebody talked about Gavin. What would he think about Gavin running for president? And, you know, Donald Trump being Donald Trump, he starts out with sort of a compliment saying, I think it'd be a really great idea if he jumped in the race. And then he turns the knife and says, but he's going to be a disaster. You know, he's going to be a disaster. The high speed rail is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And he does have a point on the fact that the high speed rail is one of those things that Gavin Newsom or any governor of California is wearing around their neck right now. It is a target. It's an open target. This is legendary. We're talking about the idea of a voter-approved bond measure for $33 billion that the idea was to be able to get from San Francisco to Los Angeles within 4 hours and 20 minutes. It was going to be a rival of infrastructure that you would only see in the United States, Europe, and in China. Instead, what we've wound up with is a project now that is now estimated to cost more than four times that amount, $128 billion at the high end. And it's right now, all it is, we don't even have the test line between Merced and Bakersfield. So what you have here is just this testimony of billions of dollars going in and very little to show for it. And there's no chance that this thing's going to even be close to completion when Newsom leaves office. And if he's running for president, you can bet the Republicans are just going to send a drone over that and show that and say, okay, whose bright idea was this? It might not have been Gavin Newsom's, but he was the guy that was there at the end, and he's going to be carrying it.
All right. That's what Donald Trump thinks of high-speed rail. Is it ever going to, what do you think of high speed rail? Is it ever going to happen?
Probably not. They've been scaling it back or trying to rework it ever since it started. And Steve, I'll tell you, politics aside, this was one of those things that somebody sold as a great idea, but nobody took a hard look at it when it passed and said, how realistic is this? Instead, we just started going for it, and we wanted to get federal money for it and state money for it. So they said, just start building it, and we'll work it together as we go along, and it's turned into a disaster. Right now, the biggest pitch for the project isn't the idea of getting from Los Angeles to San Francisco. It's the idea that it's a job creator within the Central Valley, which has been hurting for jobs. So this is like one big WPA project out of the, Roosevelt's Depression era. build it. The problem is, it's to complete it, it's going to be virtually impossible. And then if you even did complete it, those people I know in the High Speed Rail Authority in an honest moment will say, and we'll need to go have an ongoing subsidy to keep it running once we do. Now, there is a high speed rail that's probably going to wind up privately owned, and it's going to run from Las Vegas to the outskirts of Los Angeles. That might work because people want to go to Las Vegas, but I don't see a big push for people to go back and forth. But if Gavin Newsom gets it done, or even close to, he's not going to get it done. What am I saying? What am I kidding? As long as he's got it, it's going to wear him out.
How many terms does Newsom have? Yeah, I mean.
Exactly. Yeah. How many terms does he have before he gets that? But you know something I'm going to say to close it with this. High-speed rail is like, you know, the mayors of Oakland with professional sports. You know it's not going to work out. You just hope it doesn't work out while you're then in office.
Wow. Phil, thank you. That's our KCBS insider, Phil Matier.